Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha.
May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our brand new program Hajj, the journey of a lifetime. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this program, the intention is to cover some of the topics relating to the blessed month of Hajj and to the topic of Hajj itself. We're going to learn about the advantages of performing Hajj, the disadvantages of not performing Hajj, also the blessings of Makkah, the beauty and the blessing and the mercy of the beautiful Ka'batullah, and many other topics we will be covering inshallah Azza wa Jal. I want you to please be watching the whole episode, the whole series of this program, inshallah. So there are many, many beautiful things we will learn, especially, you know, I've seen this because the research that, you know, I've been and doing, to be honest with you, there's so much that you learn. And if I can learn, then no doubt, inshallah, so I'm going to try to pass this knowledge on to you as well. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا, pass on from me, even though it's a small ayat. Even though it's a small thing, I will pass that on as well. You can also make the intention to pass this knowledge on to your family and your friends so that we can all benefit from this sacred knowledge of the deen as well. And this program is going to be split up into 10. And the first topic that we're going to be starting today is the topic of welcoming Hajj. Now, welcoming Hajj, what does that mean? It means when the month of Hajj arrives, when the month of Dhul-Hijjah arrives, how can I welcome this beautiful month? And inshallah, I'm going to talk about the beautiful 10 days of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram. Actually, I'll mention the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is quoted in Musnad Imam Ahmad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that there aren't any days greater, nor any days in which deeds done in them are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. So increase in them the saying of tahleel and takbir and also tamheer. Yani, do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal a lot in these 10 days. Which are these 10 days? These are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram. And as we see in Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the blessed nights in the whole year. In the same way, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram are the most blessed in the whole of the year. Another very important aspect we're going to learn is what can we do in the month of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram? Because we're talking about welcoming Hajj, how can you welcome Hajj? Hajj is not a physical thing. Hajj is not a guest that will come to your house and you can welcome it. But there are a lot of things that we can do when the month of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram starts. Now let me just mention three things we're going to be especially covering in them. Number one is to increase your dhikr. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, increase the sayings of tahleel, takbir and tamheed, yani do the zikr of Allah azza wa jal. So we're going to try to learn about the blessings of doing the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, and inshallah azza wa jal, what reward a person will get as well. And number two will be giving sadaqah, giving in charity. And number three, fasting in any of the first 9 days, because the 10th day is the day of Eid al-Duha, so it's haram to fast on the day of Eid al-Duha, but the 9 days of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram, there's a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Jami' Tirmidhi, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that one fast in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram is equal to the fasting for a complete year, and the worship of one night during this period is equal to the worship of Laylatul Qadr. Now can you imagine, well, you know, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal during the night of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram, especially in these first 10 days, is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is that blessed night in which the Holy Quran was revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we know, Laylatul Qadr is a very, very special night. In the same way, these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram are very, very special 10 days. What we need to do is we need to start to make our timetable. Let's not waste them by sleeping in our home and not doing any ibadat, or even, you know, doing your ibadat. But these 10 days are a time where we can do our extra ibadat as well. And I want to mention another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quoted in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone who fasts for one day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will keep his face from the hellfire for a distance covered by a journey of 70 years. Now, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep a person away from the fire of hell the journey of a 70 years. Now, can you imagine, my dear Islam brothers, on the day of judgment, one of the biggest ni'mats, and this could be a very big ni'mat for us, if we are kept away from the fire of hell, inshallah, if that is the case, we are kept away from the fire of hell, then inshallah, Azawajal, our destination will be the gardens of paradise. But we need to do something. You know, just like a person, you know, you don't expect in the real world, you know, we can dream about it, but in a real world, you go out to work, you know, you have to work physically or whatever your job is, then at the end of the week, you get some money, you get your wage, don't you? In the real world, that's exactly what we need to do in our deen as well. If we want the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, if we want the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala to be showering upon us on the day of judgment, and we want the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be pleased with us, then what do? We have to, you know, try to, even if it goes to an extent that you are forcing yourself. Sometimes, you know, you talk to people and I don't want to be forcing myself. You know, you have to. The shaitan makes us commit so many sins. He never gives up. Then why do we give up? Even if you have to force yourself. No one wants to wake up early in the morning. Ask those people who have to wake up at 5, 6 o'clock and go to work and, you know, catch one bus, another bus, train, go on taxi, drive miles. No one wants to go early in the morning. Why? What happens? We force ourselves, don't we? We force ourselves out of the bed. Why? Don't want to be getting late to work, because if I miss a day, they're going to knock off my one day wage. In the same way, try to build that enthusiasm just by inside yourself and try to force yourself to do these good deeds. Inshallah, once or twice when we even do that, we force ourselves, inshallah, when it comes into a routine, you'll find it's going to be much, much easier for you, inshallah. Another very famous hadith that has been quoted in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, fasting the day of Arafah is an expiation for all the sins of the previous year and the expiation of the sins for the coming year. And also the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, to fast on that day is a sunnah. Did you know that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast on the day of Arafah when he was not at Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed one Hajj in his blessed life, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on the day of Arafah. And to fast on the day of Arafah is a sunnah. And let me tell you, if you fast on the day of Arafah, what blessings you get by acting upon this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, Jami' Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever revives an aspect of my sunnah that is forgotten after my physical demise, he will have a reward equivalent to that of the people who follow him without any detracting in the least from their reward. So if I fast on the day of Arafah and people look at me, someone will ask you, what are you doing? I'm fasting. Why? It's the day of Arafah. Why are you fasting on the day of Arafah? Because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And someone acts upon that, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be getting the reward as well. So can you imagine 10 people fasting on the day of Arafah because you told them to do so? So you're not going to get the reward of just one fast, you're going to get the reward of 11 fasts. 10 because the people fasted because of you and the one that you have kept for yourself. So this is, you know, this is a bonus. Everyone loves bonus. So we go to shopping, we go to the supermarkets, we see big board on, yeah? But who does not want to see, yeah? Buy one, get one free. Even you don't want it, you'll still get one. Why? You're going to get two and you only paid for one. We like bonuses. Kya banda jara bonus nahi pasand karna. Everyone loves bonuses. You don't need it, but you still buy it. But this is something that will, inshallah, benefit you in this world and, inshallah, it will benefit you in the hereafter as well. So try to keep a fast on the day of Arafah, if possible. Now, if someone is ill, someone's got a problem, or either someone doesn't want to fast, you know, there's no haram, it's not a haram an action, you're not going to get any sin. But if there is no problem, then I would request you to please fast on the day of Arafah and gain the blessings, inshallah azza wa jalla. Now, going back to that first hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was in Musnad Imam Ahmad, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talks about the blessing of these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you can remember, he says, increase your takbir, your tahleel and your tamheed. Yani do the zikr of Allah azza wa jal. Try to increase the zikr of Allah azza wa jal. In this month, if you're on social media, try to cut it down. If you're watching films and dramas, make an intention never to watch them again. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will see a change in your life. And how long are you going to be living in this world? Koi pata nahi hai pyare Islam bhaiyo, we might be here today, we'll be gone tomorrow. Every single day, you learn about people passing away. Even I heard about two young lads had a car accident, passed away. I heard about a building collapsing in Pakistan, and you know, many people have perished in that. May Allah Ta'ala grant them all paradise and forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, they were all Muslims. But the thing is, we don't know about death. When death will come, where, which corner death is waiting for me, I do not know. We need to understand that this is a time for opportunity. That is why the scholars, they say, the dunya, the world is Darul Amal. The hereafter is Darul Jaza. So if you do your amal in this world, inshallah, you'll be doing better in Darul Jaza. Or else, if we do not do anything in this dunya, we don't expect anything in the hereafter. Just like a normal person, you don't expect to get paid at the end of the week. No one goes to the office and says, right, can I have my wage, please? Well, you didn't even come to work for a week. What are you asking for? No one does that in the real world, do they? Because you know I'm not going to get paid. I haven't done any work. So how come we are prepared and we are ready? And then what happens is we've got all these high hopes. What have you done to go to paradise? Yeah? Jannat hai mare vaste banti hai. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala give you that. I hope, mashallah, we all go to paradise. And let's make dua for ourselves. And fa'inna zikratan fa'ul mu'mineen. Samjhao muslimanu ko samjhana fayda deta hai. And do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, it will benefit you. Don't put yourself too much in the dunya. But dunya hi ke liye na kamayin. Try to earn for the dunya as much as we are going to stay in this dunya. How long are you going to stay in this dunya? These two young lads who passed away yesterday, a day before in the car crash, one was, I think, 19 and one was 20 years old. So how much was that dunya for? 20 years. Yeah, I'm 44. I don't know when my time is going to be up. Yeah, those who are watching this, you don't know when your time is up. So how long should we prepare for this dunya? And seriously, we have so much prepared for this dunya, especially if you are living in the UK, mashallah, even if you don't work, you still get some benefits, don't you? So we need to think to ourselves, this is the time that we do something, or else it might be too late. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, ask from him, yani Allah, Allah azza wa jalla says, is there anyone to ask me so that I may grant him his request? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Allah Ta'ala's mercy is calling out to you. Do you want to be forgiven? Yes, we do want to get forgiven. But what are we doing to be forgiven? Am I sitting at home, you know, ma'azallah, not doing anything useful for the dunya or the hereafter, especially my deen? What have I benefited my deen? Maine deen ko kya fayda ponchaya hai? You went out, and people talk about halal rozi, janab, even though if I don't read my namaz, mein namaz na bhi padha, halal rozi kamana farz hai. Halal rozi kamana farz hai. No doubt, no one will deny that. Lekin on one side we say halal kamana farz hai. Yeah, we say to earn halal is farz. On the other side, we are neglecting the farais of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet Allah Ta'ala still feeds you. Have you ever woken up and you're not going to get a risk? No, every day you get a risk. Every day you get breathing. Imam Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to people that hurry up, do your good actions before this breath stops. Saans band, zindagi khatam. Now is the time. We need to make ourselves proactive. Proactive raha karein. Don't think of impossible things. Everything is possible. Even the word impossible says to you, I'm possible. Never think about the thing, this is impossible, I can't do this. And Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, there's a dua, isn't there? That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, don't give me something that I cannot carry. Ya Allah, jo nahi utha sakta, mujh par bojh na dal. Deen is not a bojh for us. We can carry that. Offering you 5 times namaz, koi bojh hai. You know, sunnatun par amal karna bojh hai. No, it's not. But what we're doing is we think that it's a bojh. We think it's hard. But we can do everything else. But you know what is hard? Waking up in the morning, going to work is hard, I'm telling you. But we do that. But when it comes to the deen, we shy off. We dar jate hain. Nahi ji, bada mushkil hai. Oi, kya karsan? Kis tarah si? Everything can happen. Where there's a will, there is a way. If you got the intention, inshallah, it will happen. If you got the intention. You know, for those people who have the intention to go for Hajj this year, you know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama ikram, they mentioned the mafhum that if someone has made the intention, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. So you have been rewarded for the intention you had. You did all the planning, visa bhi ho gaye, prayer bhi ho gaya, everything is ready. Now we're flying now, pandemic comes, everything stopped. You will still get the reward for that. Which other deen gives you that reward? Islam gives you that reward. And Allah Ta'ala, He is the best of planners. Let's learn from the lives of the Sahaba Ikram. Let's learn the lives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the month of Zilhijjah used to come, the Sahaba Ikram used to engage themselves. Hame pata hi nahi hota, mahina aya chala gaya. Which month was that? Zulhijjatul Haram. Don't you know that Zulhijjah? People used to prepare for this month. People used to prepare so much. That, you know, I mentioned about Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great companions. They used to go to the market, bazaar mein jate the. What for? Just to do the zikr of Allah. In these first 10 days of Zulhijjatul Haram, they used to prepare for that. Hum bhi prepare kare. Don't put yourself into, you know, a lot of burden. No, Islam does not want you to be burdened with anything. But these are all realistic things that we can do. Now, let me just mention a few of the things that we can do in this month. You know, first thing we mentioned was increase your zikr. You have to prepare for that. Abhi mahina shuru ho gaya hai. What are you doing? As a family, welcome the month of Hajj. Have a little mahfil at home. Let people know what the month of Hajj is. Have you been for Hajj? Tell your children about your experience. You remember when you did the tawaf of the Kaaba, when you were in Arafat, when you were in Muzdalifah, sleeping in the open air. You never slept apart from your, you know, cushions at home, your comfortable bed. Wo bed aapne ek raat ke liye chhodi thi. You left your bed, you slept in the open air in Muzdalifah. Yeah? And you felt so beautiful, didn't you? You ask every haji, someone might be sleeping on a 5,000 pound bed. You know, very, very expensive mattress. But when they go and sleep on the ground in Muzdalifah, what do they say? Never felt so good in my life. Why? There was barakat in there. There was barakat, there was blessing in there. Talk about that. Our people sometimes when they talk about, you know, I've heard people saying that when they come back from Hajj, ayah, toba, toba, itni garmi. You know, why are you talking negative about these kind of things? Garmi, do you know, mashallah, in Makkah Park, it's a hot place anyway. But in that garmi, there's so much blessing, there's so much barakat. You know, in Arafat, you stay together with your companions in Muzdalif. Talk about that. If you haven't done Hajj, you haven't done Umrah, get a Haji round to your house. Kisi Haji sahab ko bula lein. Tell me about Hajj and Umrah. Yeah? Make sure he talks about, you know, positive things. Yeah, oh, tal bada kharab labba, bedda pa jiyo. Don't talk. If he talks about that, open door and tell him, Jazakallah khaira. Yeah, what you need to do is you need to talk positive about the positive feelings of your Hajj. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many, many positive feelings of Hajj. And there is not even one negative feeling about Hajj. These are all man-made. You know, not getting a good hotel is because you might not have paid enough. That's one reason. The other reason could be Allah Ta'ala wants you to do sabr. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. No, Allah Ta'ala is with those who are doing sabr. So in this month, what we need to do is we need to plan it out. Get the children involved in it as well. Sare baithein ghar mein, talk about Hajj. Kaabe ke baare mein baate kare. Talk about the Makkatul Mukarrama. Talk about the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Talk about how the Kaaba. Our Muslims don't even know how the Kaaba was built. Who built the Kaaba? Because people don't know these basic things. You know your footballers, your cricketers. Puri biography pata hai. Fulan cricketer ke kitne bache hain, unke naam kya hain, which school they go. I know it. How many sons did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? How many daughters did he have? Who was the wife of Sayyidah Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, which two blessed daughters, who did Sayyidina Fatima marry? Don't know that. These are the things that you talk and you discuss in your family. And inshallah, you will get blessings and you will get barakat as well. So try to do the zikr of Hajj. Have a Hajj mafil, have a Yad-e Madina mafil in your home. Mafil e Naat karein, Madani channel aap lagayein. Watch Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, there is a whole program recorded on how to perform Hajj. Pura program hai, us program ko dekhein. Watch that program. Make your children, you know, there are so many facts about, you know, the Kaaba itself. Do you know about these, the facts about Kaaba? Zamzam. How did Zamzam come into existence? Talk about these. The other was to read the Quran. Quran, the message of Allah, the final message from Allah Azza wa Jal. What is the Quran saying to us? What is the Quran's message to humankind? What does the Quran say? Well, number one, mujhe Quran par, me the Quran hi ko nahi achna. That's not something that we should be feeling proud of. If you are young, even if you are old, you need to learn how to read the Quran. Yeah. Number one, okay, I know how to read the Quran. You understand the Quran. When Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, you understand what that means. When Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, He says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Do you know what that means? If we don't, then start to learn. There's no age limit. There is no time. Every day, start to learn these kind of things. Start to educate yourself in the deen. Read the Quran, the final message of Allah. And inshallah, once we start to read the Quran, then can we have a chance to understand what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, how we should be spending our lives. You buy something from the supermarket, you bought a machine, a camera, because I'm sat in front of the camera now. I bought a video camera. I don't know how to run the video camera. What do I do? Just put it away. No, you read the manual. If you don't read the manual, you're going to go ask someone, how do I use this? You know, we as Muslims, okay, you don't know how to fast, ask someone. Open the manual of life. The manual of life is the Quran. So, apne ghar mein Quran ki tilawat karein. If Allah Ta'ala has given you wealth, give qurbani. Aur qurbani mein achha bakra dein. You know, give something that is good. And give in the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunnah, he says, bartering is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to giving qurbani, and especially in the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make sure you choose the best animal. If you can afford it, jo nahi qurbani jin par wajib nahi hai, that's different. My qurbani is wajib upon you. Jao bazaar jana sab to sasta kamzor ja bakra, chalo ji qurbani Allah ne rakhe. You can give more than that. And if you can give more than one qurbani, ek to qurbani wajib hai, give as many as you want. Try to remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give qurbani on the name of the sahaba ikram, Ahle Bayt, Sayyida Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Hasanain kareemain. Give the qurbani in their names. Give the qurbani on the daughters of the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you, if qurbani is wajib upon you, do give qurbani. Some people, they say, gee, I didn't know qurbani is wajib upon me. So please make sure. And the final things I want to mention, Eid Salah, and also thank Allah. So the more you thank, la in shakaratum la azidannakum. If you thank Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give you more. Thank Him for what He's given you. Thank Him for giving you a life in Islam. Thank Him for giving you parents that looked after you. Thank Him for giving you this opportunity to be alive on the day of Eid. Thank Allah Ta'ala. Give sadaqah, give charity. Muslims, alhamdulillah, give a lot of charity. On the day of Eid, give sadaqah, give extra charity as well, inshallah. I hope we will start this blessed month of Hajj in a positive manner. And inshallah, I hope you will watch all the series of this program for 10 days, inshallah. Please, inshallah, give us your feedback as well. Jazakallah khaira. Take care. And until next program, please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This Eid al-Adha. Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life.